Okay, hello everyone, welcome to our next speaker, Amir, who is be talking about auditing open source.
All right, thank you so much. Hello, good afternoon everyone. Thank you for lasting this long and being here in this afternoon talk. I'm really excited to speak with you all today and also kind of live my former life's dream of being a college professor, being at a university, so this is a lot of fun. So yeah, thank you so much for being here. I'm Amir Montazeri. I'm the managing director of OSTIF. That's the Open Source Technology Improvement Fund. And I'm gonna talk about security auditing as a practice and the success stories that we've seen by applying the best practice of security audits, but in a open source centric way. That is focused solely on, or is primarily focused on, empowering maintainers and helping maintainers with the issues that they face and fulfilling their security needs. So security audits are typically are defined as code reviews where experts review code and analyze code, looking for vulnerabilities, testing code for logic bugs and other issues. And according to a lot of research, it is a best practice, both in the software development space, but really just a best practice in general, to have an independent expert come and review, validate, and help address issues. Because as we have seen, a lot of open source maintainers are not security experts themselves, and typically security is not always at the forefront of development or as at the forefront of the focus of development. So there is a lot of technical debt and help that especially open source projects can use, and by applying this best practice of an independent security audit, we're able to do that best practice for projects. So a typical audit process, or a more traditional audit process, involves kind of a top-down approach where you have a boss or C-suite or some kind of force working with an audit team, which lots of times can be big consulting firms, which tend to be more generalists and lack some of the specific expertise that some projects would need, and working with an internal software development team. So essentially, the auditee and the funders are part of the same organization. They kind of have the same objectives. There's a little bit of the stick, so to speak, when it's your boss for your company, and this is typically how these processes are